Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Mudah-mudahan di hari Jumat ini saudara-saudara semua sudah berkumpul di depan layar kaca, sebab sebentar lagi kita akan menikmati lantunan ayat-ayat suci Al-Quran dari Syekh Muhammad. Harapan saya, saudara-saudara semua sudah berkumpul di depan layar kaca bersama Al-Quranul Karim. Saudara buka Al-Qurannya, kita lanjutkan ayat-ayat yang kita baca dari mulai hari pertama sampai kemarin. Dan saudara berdoalah kepada Allah saat mendengar suara dari Syekh Muhammad, karena bentar lagi inilah salah satu saat terbaik untuk kita berdoa kepada Allah. Mudah-mudahan segala kesusahan kita di pagi hari Jumat ini Allah angkat, segala persoalan kita Allah tolong, segala doa kita Allah jabah. Mari kita sama-sama mendengarkan Syekh Muhammad membaca ayat-ayat suci Al-Quran. A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir
rajim. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم.
Alhamdulillah pemirsa, kita sudah mendengar alunan dari Syekh Muhammad. Faidah kuri Al-Quran fastamilu wa ansitu la'alakum turhamun. InsyaAllah mudah-mudahan kita berada dalam suasana yang dirahmati Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So today we do not talk about giving because we have special guest from Seattle, America. He is my friend Syekh Abdul Bari Yahya. Alhamdulillah coming from America and now we listen his nasihat. Syekh Abdul Bari, how are you? Fine.
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah too. You can explain about yourself and about your activities in Indonesia or in America or Europe.
Yes. I am an instructor for Al-Maghrib Institute, and I'm also an imam in Seattle, Washington. Most of the time I'm teaching either at one of the masajid, the mosques inside Seattle on the weekdays, and the weekends usually I'm going around either for a conference or teaching an Al-Maghrib seminar. And the Al-Maghrib seminar is these seminars are specifically geared towards people in America, in the West, in Canada, in the UK. And now, alhamdulillah, we just opened a branch in Kuala Lumpur. And it gives the opportunity for people who are normally busy on the weekdays and do not have the time to spend and devote themselves to study and seeking knowledge in Islam. And so it seeks to revive the spirit of Islamic knowledge in the times that we are living in right now. And so currently we have classes in many, many cities in the United States and Canada and the UK. And hopefully we will be able to start up also in Indonesia.
Inshallah. Teaching seminar for Muslims is biasa, but teaching seminar for non-Muslims in America or Europe maybe ini tidak biasa. Saudara kita Syekh Abdul Bari berdakwah di Amerika dan di Eropa dan berhasil menarik banyak orang kemudian untuk mengetahui tentang what Islam is, tentang apa itu Islam. And he has introduced many people about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saya sempat mendengar salah satu seminar saudara tentang bagaimana beliau bercerita tentang Rasulullah SAW. Okay, you can
the seminars that we have are in about different topics related to fiqh, related to sirah, the Prophet SAW, and also many topics that we establish and we teach the fundamentals of Islam so that the Muslims can be well equipped to make da'wah, to call others to Islam. Because when you're living in, especially in the West, in non-Muslim countries, we have to learn about our religion because it is the most misunderstood religion now in the world. And so a lot of people, they come and approach the Muslims. And sometimes they ask very simple questions or very controversial questions. And so how do we teach them? And so these seminars, they teach the Muslims and educate the Muslims in our religion.
How about condition our brother Muslim in America after 9-1-1?
Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala...
9-11, yeah? 9-1-1?
9-1-1. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does things, and everything that happens, there's wisdom in it. And there's benefit. Sometimes we don't see the benefit, but... there are benefits that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Like, for example, now, after 9-11, because Islam has come to the forefront, and the media is speaking about Islam, so people are curious, who are these Muslims? And even though they are speaking badly about Islam, it is still giving Muslims the opportunity to make da'wah, and because people are curious, they want to know what Islam is, and when they go and find out, either through the internet, through the library, you're asking other people, they become curious, more curious, and then eventually there are more people accepting Islam every single day. And so, and actually, more people have accepted Islam after 9-11 than before, and they are still accepting Islam. The more people in the media speak badly about Islam, the more people are curious.
Baik, berarti sebenarnya kejadian 9-1-1 itu dan 9-11 itu sebenarnya adalah cara Allah, pemirsa, untuk membuka kesempatan bagi banyak sekali dakwah Islam menjadi lebih terbuka. Sebab kita sama-sama mengetahui sejak itu banyak orang-orang Amerika yang mencari tahu tentang keberadaan Islam. It's very interesting listening you speak about Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe in the first segment you can tell us about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of mankind. He was the best husband, the best politician. He was the best in everything that he did because he's an example for us, example for mankind. And in order for us to improve our condition, we have to emulate the best. And the best is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the time that we are living in, people are making cartoons about Islam, speaking badly about Islam. So if we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we cannot defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unless we know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Knowing him first, yeah?
Yes.
And that love him.
Yes.
And that even.
Yes. In order for us to know anybody, we need to, or in order for us to love anyone, we need to know that person. And we know already, Ustaz Yusuf Mansour, I'm pretty sure, has talked many times about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the obligation for us to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as part of our faith, part of our iman. And so, it is mandatory upon us to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, anyone who hates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a kafir, a non-Muslim.
Misal di dalam salah satu ayat di dalam surah Ali Imran, Allah berfirman, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, wallahu ghafurur rahim." Katakanlah kalau kita mencintai Allah, maka pintunya adalah lewat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kita harus mencintai Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lalu kemudian kalau kita mencintai Rasulullah Muhammad, Allah akan mengampuni semua dosa kita, menghapus segala kesalahan kita, dan kemudian membuat kita berubah kita punya hidup, dan Allah Maha Pengampun lagi Maha Penyayang. Kita saksikan yang mau lewat dulu, insya Allah kita akan lanjutkan nanti masih bersama Syekh Abdul Bari Yahya. Alhamdulillah pemirsa, it's amazing knowing that Syekh Abdul Bari asalnya adalah dari Vietnam. Kemudian beliau menetap lama tinggal di Amerika, kemudian melanjutkan studi di Madinah University, dan alhamdulillah beliau kemudian menjadi juru dakwah di Amerika, Eropa, Kanada, dan kemudian masuk ke Asia, dan sekarang ini masuk ke Indonesia lewat Jakarta. Alhamdulillah. Tadi beliau sudah menjelaskan tentang bagaimana mengikuti Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mencintai Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay, Syekh Abdul Bari, how we to follow Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Can you explain, Kawan?
Yes. To follow the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is something that is very important in our time right now, because we Muslims, we have to show the non-Muslims the example of how true Muslims should be. And of course, the best example is the best example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Uswatun hasana.
Yes, uswatun hasana. And Allah, unfortunately, a lot of Muslims now, they don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they delay in following him. Sometimes they say, "Oh, tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe after I get married." But that's not how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were. And the companions, when they would hear something from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would follow right away.
Immediately.
Yes, immediately, without delay. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey.
Here in Indonesia, sami'na wa analisa. Not sami'na wa ata'na.
Yes, it's not only Indonesia.
Sami'na and check it. Who is it? What is it?
Yes, yes, yes. It's not only Indonesia. It's everybody, everywhere in the world right now. The Muslims in America, in Canada, in Europe, in many other places, is the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. That's the problem we have now. Mm-hmm. The companions, they used to follow. When they would hear, they would follow. When they knew it was prohibited, haram, they would leave it right away. Just like when the prohibition of alcohol, mm-hmm. before it was permissible. Then when it was haram, when some of them were drinking,
they
would directly throw it away. They didn't say, "Okay, let me finish this." No. Not only that, but they smashed the containers.
Let me 50, yeah?
Yeah. So, the 50 until I retire, until I graduate, until after school, or, you know, university. All the time.
Thank you.
But if we want Allah to respond to us when we ask, "Ya Allah," we have to respond to Allah first.
Oh, mashallah.
We have to respond to Allah first. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum." O you who believe, give your response to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life.
Go, so lihat. Azan manggil aja kita masih asyik kerja, rapat, dagang. Ya kan, Allah udah manggil, kita masih ada di warung kita, masih ada di sekolah. Untuk ilmu sih, untuk ilmu, tapi S2 sholatnya jam 5. Masa S2 sholatnya jam 5? Kenapa S2 sholatnya jam 5? Karena kelasnya itu kelas sore. Okay, continue.
Yes. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their instinct was to follow immediately. If there's a prohibition, to leave it immediately. One time, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, in Jum'ah, he was coming to the masjid. And outside, he was still outside the masjid. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw people were standing up in the back of the masjid. So he told them, "Ijlisu, everybody sit down." And Abdullah ibn Rawaha, hearing that command from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was outside the masjid, but he sat down, even in the sun. Because for them, it was instinctive, immediate following. They were afraid to go against
that
the orders.
They're feeling to love Rasulullah.
Yes, because they loved, when they hear his voice, immediately they follow. That's how the companions were. But that's the big problem we have now.
Makanya kalau disebut itu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kita kan harus mengucapkan Allahumma salli wa sallim barik. Itu yang paling dekat, yang paling kecil, karena kita harus langsung. Okay, close the segment with your next segment.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, you know, in order for us Muslims to come back to the Quran and the Sunnah, the Quran, we have it with us. The Sunnah, we have it also. And Islam is perfect. The problem we have is how we respond to the Quran and the Sunnah.
Mm-hmm.
And if we respond to it quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to us also. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ta'arraf ila Allahi fil rakha, ya'arifka fil shidda." Know Allah in times of ease, and then He will know you in times of hardship.
Indah sekali pemirsa, tapi kita harus lihat dulu tayangan yang berikut ini. Tetap di wisata hati antar saya, bisa masuk masuk dan sehat rumah. Si Abdul Bari ini adalah sahabat baru buat saya. Saya kenal beliau lewat saya Amar. Nanti Brother Amar juga kita akan undang ke Indonesia, mungkin Jumat kapan itu kalau dia datang ke tanah air. Baik, kita akan masih melanjutkan mendengar penuturan beliau tentang bagaimana kita mencintai Rasulullah dan langsung menjawab panggilan dari Allah Subhanahu wa taala.
Alhamdulillah, I first of all would just like to say that I really appreciate the opportunity to be on this show, this wonderful show that everybody in Indonesia should take advantage of, to learn from the knowledge of the Ustaz, and to also make time to learn the religion. Because when we don't make time for the Quran, it's as if we are saying the Quran is not important enough for us to make time for it. So that's why it shows like this also. Make time for this show. Write it in your schedule to listen and to benefit from such knowledge and reminders that we need every single day to live, to be successful in this life and in the hereafter.
Alhamdulillah, sayang sekali waktu kita terbatas, tapi saudara masih bisa mengirimkan saran, kritik, atau pertanyaan ke Twitter kami, @yusuf_mansur, atau email ke wisatahatiantv@yahoo.com. Saudara-saudara juga bisa mengirim pertanyaan lewat saya, ya, ke Syekh Abdul Bari, barangkali kita nanti ada jalan-jalan ke Amerika bareng-bareng. Ya, lau sama tum-tum fadlik hal-in di fursa li ikaya anak mutakallim di muhadara.
Nahnu daiman, we also always welcome you. But maybe Obama, if he doesn't welcome you, it's not
Obama.
President Obama has to give you the visa. I don't give visa.
So
we'd love to have you.
Sampai ketemu lagi. Terima kasih, brother. Thank you. Terima kasih.
Terima kasih banyak.
Sampai ketemu lagi. Hari Senin yang akan datang. Setiap hari Jumat kita ada kajian atau ada tema tentang fisik. Alhamdulillah kita bisa menghadirkan tamu-tamu dari luar negeri. Alhamdulillah. Sampai ketemu lagi. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.